This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 291 for Thursday, March 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is narrowly mixed Thursday morning, seeing some consolidation in thin and choppy trade as volatility of the past week sent some participants to the sidelines. Canola up 50 cents in the November contract to $885 per ton, but the more active front months lower, May down $1.30 at $1,060 per ton. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains a key driver of the grain and oilseeds. Wheat futures continued their rally, while the Chicago soy complex was showing some firmness after yesterday's losses. The Canadian dollar, it's holding relatively steady in early trade, providing little direction. Tight old crop supplies do remain a supportive background influence for canola. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are mostly higher. Ukraine and Russia are both major world wheat exporters, and the conflict in Ukraine saw wheat futures continue to rally, leading the other grains and oilseeds higher. Wheat was posting limit-up moves in some contracts with the threat of reduced exports from the Black Sea region. The winter wheats are now trading at a premium to Minneapolis spring wheat, with the inverted spread unlikely sustainable in the long run. Minneapolis up 45 cents in the May contract at $11.03 per bushel. Kansas City up its 75 cent daily limit in May at $11.50 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's also posting limit up move up 75 cents in May at $11.34 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 300,000 tons for movement during the current marketing year were down 42% from the previous week. An additional 70,000 tons of new crop business was also reported. Soybeans, they followed wheat and corn higher. The May bean contract up 11 cents in early trade at $16.74 per bushel. However, soy oil ran into resistance and turned lower. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 1.6 million tons of old and new crop business combined were down on the week, but the USDA also announced additional flash sales this morning of 132,000 tons to China. Corn, it is higher. The May contract up 16 cents at $7.41 per bushel. Ukraine is a major player in the global corn market, and the likelihood they could be out of that market for some time remained bullish. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at about 700,000 tons of old and new crop business combined, with additional flash sales of 337,000 tons to unknown destinations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, March 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.